dictation for Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, Van Houten. V as in Victor, A-N-H-O-U-T-E-N, July 1356. Addresses a letter to Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Saylor, S-A-Y-L-O-R-N-P, 291-5348. Dear Mrs. Saylor, consultation for Mrs. Van Houten with abnormal chemistries. She follows with cardiology Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V as in Victor, E-N-S-M-A, for congestive heart failure. The last 3 months, adjustment of diuretics because of weight gaining, pressing stabilizing around 203 plus minus 2 pounds, trying to do salt and fluid restriction. She eats 2 meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, chronic incontinence of stress like coughing and laughing, denies infection, cloudiness of blood or nocturia. She has prior bladder prolapse and suspension, secondary to 3 pregnancies. Right now, no gross edema, ulcers, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. There was recently trauma to the right foot, heavy object. Has chronic dyspnea, uses oxygen 2 liters 24 hours. Denies hemoptysis. Never been tested for sleep apnea. Some nasal congestion, but no bleeding. According to husband, he snores, but is not interested on being tested, nor orthopnea PND. No recent chest pain palpitations. Denies a skin rash. Occasionally nose bleeding, no bleeding gums. He takes Coumadin, no fever, headaches, pruritus. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Coumadin, denies peripheral embolization, no TIS or stroke, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia or blood transfusion. Takes medication for high cholesterol and diabetes, but she's not aware of neuropathy or eye abnormalities. Denies hepatitis or liver disease. Remote history of kidney stone. She doesn't know what type, no recurrence. Prior pneumonia, respiratory failure, and ventilatory assistant. Excuse me, respiratory failure, but no ventilatory assistant. She does not have a pacemaker. Question coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, procedures include bladder suspension, tongue of adenoids, neck fusion, release of a compression nerve on the elbow bilateral, fall and fracture and repair right ankle, cardioversion in 2 opportunities. Next paragraph, side effects, allergy, penicillin, codeine, and latex. Next paragraph, pressing medications, diltiazem, Lipitor, inhaler, Trelegy, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y, lisinopril, Coumadin, Buspar, thyroid replacement, Lasix, Metformin, Proventil, Venadryl, magnesium, aspirin. Was taking Imiodarone, discontinued because of concerns of side effects. Next paragraph, start smoking age 13, 1 pack per day, discontinued about 1 year ago, occasionally alcohol, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, weight 203, blood pressure 140/161. At the time of this interview, normal speech, alert to the intestine 3, and no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries available is from November. Creatinine was high at 1.53, for a GFR of 36, a low sodium 127, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, glucose elevated in the 190s, Coumadine INR of 2, prior creatinine 1.11, 0.89, 0.91, and prior sodiums fluctuating in the 128 to 132. Malanemia of 12.1, normal platelet count, there is a kidney ultrasound, this is from November, right-sided 10.5, left-sided small 6.8, no obstruction, stone or masses, no urinary retention, next paragraph. I review report from cardiology. They mention an echocardiogram with normal ejection fraction apparently from August this year. Prior CT scan of the head and brain MRI apparently negative. Patient was complaining of problems with expressive aphasia that were not documented on the CAT scan. Blood pressure in the office has been running high, 182, but at home appears to be better control. She does have pulmonary function test that shows moderate to severe obstruction, as well as moderate diffusion defect. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, presently stage 3B, which very likely represents a combination of effective medications and probably cardiorenal syndrome. She has at the same time no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Valium overload appears to be well controlled. Blood test needs to be updated. I will repeat a urine analysis to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. The low, next number, low sodium concentration goes with the congestive heart failure and the renal failure. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, off antiarrhythmics because of concern of compromising respiratory status. Next number, smoker COPD. Next number, hypertension, fairly well controlled. Continue saying ACE inhibitors among other blood pressure medications. Next number, small kidney on the left side. Given her history of smoking, age, I will probably consider renal artery stenosis. Kidney is too small to be intervened with procedures. There is also diabetes, but the change over the last few months is not behavior for diabetes. This appears to be more cardiovascular or pre-renal state. We'll see what the new chemistry shows, end of dictation.